Okay, we get to start a new Navi named Nachum. Nachum is three prakim long. Nachum was a Talmud of Yoel. That's what the Rambam seems to say. If you remember, whenever we start a Navi in the Treyasar here, we go back to the Rambam's list in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, where he lists off all of the Baalei HaMesorah, and here he quotes the order of Baalei HaMesorah, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi, and on his list he has Elio, Elisha, Yehoyada, Zachariah, Hoshea, Amos, Yeshaya, Micha, Yoel, Nachum. Nachum is between Yoel. Yoel was his Rebbe, and Habakkuk was his Talmud. Tzfanir, Mio, Baruch, Vechulu, and it continues. So he was one of the Baal HaMesorah. He was Misnabe. He gave Nevuah during the times of Menashe. Menashe HaMelech, the son of Chizkiyoh, the terrible king, 70 years Lefnei Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Radak says, doesn't say that here, because we don't want to give any credit to Menashe. Lefi Shelo Haya Kasher Menashe Lo Nikru Al Shmo, because he wasn't Kasher, so that's why it doesn't mention his name. At the time of his Nevuah, as we know, Asher was on top of the world. Asher was the one that exiled the 10 tribes with Sancheriv and the other kings, and they eventually tried to get to Yerushalayim, but they were stopped, as the Psukim describe, with the 185,000 soldiers killed overnight, as we'll get back to the Psukim a little later. But again, Asher was on top of the world, and Nachum's Nevuah was all about Asher. These three prakim were all about Asher and the downfall that was going to be, the downfall was going to be with Asher, and how that was going to be as a punishment for what happened to Bnei Yisrael. So again, this is different. We mentioned when we learn Yonah, there's no other Navi that prophesizes just about another nation. Well, Ovadia did. Ovadia was about Esav and Edom, and here Nachum is about Asher. No, the answer is those were still connected to Am Yisrael. They're punishing Asher because of what they did to Am Yisrael. Ovadia talks about what's going to happen to Esav. But Yonah was purely to get them to do tshuva. Nothing to do with Am Yisrael directly, so to speak. But either way, Asher was on top of the world, and it was 100 years after Yonah already spoke about Asher. Right? Nineveh was the capital city in Asher, and they did tshuva when Yonah went to warn them, but then they fell back into bad habits, and this is 100 years later when Nachum is saying, well, that's it. There's not going to be another time that's going to be a time of respite for Asher. The Malbim splits up these three prakim into two parts. The first two prakim he calls Masa Nineveh, about the Nevuah about Nineveh and what's going to happen, and most of the accounts of this destruction says the Malbim, which had already happened, is recorded in secular sources, is not found in Tanakh and Chazal, but the third parak, which is Chazon Nachim, that is discussed by Chazal based on the Psukim. That's what the Malbim says here. HaSefer HaZeh Nechlach L'Shtayim, Echa Nikra B'Shem Masa Ninveh, Ve'em HaNevuah Shal Parak Aleph and Beis, U'Sheni U'HaSefer Chazon Shal Nachim. That's Parak Gimel. Ki Ninveh Nechra V'Shtei Pamim, Ki Ninveh was destroyed twice. He says, and those that Vamasa Yituar HaChorban HaEchad Shal Nineveh Shahaya Kodem Yimeinav Yobiyamav. The first destruction was during his time or before his time. VaChazon Ulitim Rechokos, and the Chazon was later on. Ashachaz HaChorban HaSheni Shal Nineveh Shaya Beshana Rishona Shal Machaz Nevuchanetzar Shabo Nechvel Lagamrei. Right, Nevuchanetzar took care of Asher. Vinei HaChorban Nineveh HaSheni Shaya Dei Nevuchanetzar Matzana Medivri Chazal. Right, we find that Nevuchanetzar destroyed Asher. Aval BaChorban HaRishon Lo Nimsa Besif. And then he quotes the whole story, 10 lines here in the Malbim, a whole story about the kings of Asher and the kings of Bavel, and how Bavel was able to defeat and destroy Asher. But that's how it's split here. So that's the background for Nachum that we have here. So Masa Nineveh, so we have the Masa. Masa, as Rashi says here, is a Matal Kos Delevat. It is the Koshel Peronis. It's a Nevuah about the terrible things that are going to happen to Nineveh. Lashka, yes, Nineveh, that Hashem is going to give to drink to Nineveh. We have mentioned in the past that there are 10 Lashonos of Nevuah, Masa being one of them. If you look in the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Parsha Mem Dalid, Asara Lashonos Nikreis Nevuah. Ten Lashonos, right, this is on the Pasuk by Avraham. Hayidvar Hashem al Avraham b'machazet lemar. So Asara Nesiros Nikreis Nevuah. Chazon. That's right here. Chazon Nachum, we have here. Chazon, Hatafa, Dibur, Amira, Tzivui, Masa. Right, we have two in this first pasuk. Masa and Chazon. Mashal Melitza Chita. Vezi Kasha Shebekulan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chazon. That's the Chazon. That's harshest. Shneamar Chazos Kasha Hugali. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Dibur. Shneamar Diber Haish Adoni Adonai Haaretz Itano Kashos. Pasuk by Yosef. Rabbanan Amri Masa Kimashmao. Shneamar like a heavy load. Kimasa Kaved Yichbedu Mimeni. Gado Kocho Shel Avram. Hashem spoke to him with these harsh words, and still he was very strong. But that's different lashonos of nevuah that you have right here in the first pasuk. So masa ninve, there's a masa, there's a nevuah about ninve, sefer chazon nachum ha'el koshi. He was from a place called Elkosh, so that's what he's called, Nachum HaElkoshi. Interesting, it says the word Sefer here. Sefer Chazon Nachum. The Abarbanel points out, this is the only Navi in all of Tanakh that the Navi itself calls itself a Sefer. Calls the Sefer a Sefer. Lache Lama Nikra Nevuah Zu Sefer, Mashalo Nimshereis Kain Shum Nevuah, Nevuah Shum Navi Acher, Vianavim. Why was it called a Sefer? Suggest the Abarbanel. Lefisha Kasav Osa Nachum al Sefer, Vishalach Osa Leninve. Nachum wasn't like Yonah. He didn't go to Ninve and announce what was going to happen. No, he wrote it down and he sent it to Ninve. Kilo Halach Sham Likara Bishvakim Uber Chovos, Kamosha Asa Yonah, like Yonah did 100 years before. Vilache Nikra Nevuah Zu Sefer. Amnam Shara Nevim Shah. That is the Abarbanel suggestion. L'chora, this is against Reb Chaim. Or Reb Chaim, we should say, is against the Abarbanel. Because Reb Chaim explains, what is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Right? Why is it? They have the same Kedusha. Right, the Ritva and the Ran write that they in the I think in Maseches Megillah that they have the same kedusha. You can put a navi on top of a ksuvim and a ksuvim on top of a navi. Right, that is the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, the Ran and Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. The Rinas Yitzchak collects some of these sources here. So what's the difference? If they have the same level of kedusha, what's the difference between navi and ksuvim? So explains Reb Chaim. That Rav Shechter quotes this in Be'ikvei Hatzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey. The difference is whether it was originally given to say over or it was given over to be written. Nevuah is from the word nevim, niv svatayim, the expression of lips. Nevuah was given over to say over, to express to the people, and then write it down to put it into Tanakh. Ksuvim were nitan to be given over to be written first. Right, and that's why. And then, memelo, you can read from it, right? Even yet, sometimes you have the same author. That could have svarim in different categories, right? Yirmiyo wrote Yirmiyo, and Yirmiyo wrote Eicha. Yirmiyo was nevuah that was nevuah said to be given over, and Eicha was meant to be written, right? It wasn't nevuahs that were said. That's what he quotes from Reb Chaim. Shahaven shahevdal yichidi b'neim hu desifrei nevuah nitnu milachadchila almanas leheomer laacherim vashebeglal kein nikram heim b'shem nevim minashol niv svatayim. Tnuvas asadid, it goes out. Masha'enkin, Sifri Aksuvim, Shlo Ninu Milchadchilo Layamar Klal, Elishaninu Li Kasev, was written, meant to be written first. Vashir Biglal Kein Nikram Haim B'Shem Ksuvim. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayim, where the Gemara has the remez for Tanakh, based on the Pasuk in B'Shalach, I think. Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer V'Sim Basnei Yoshua. What is Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer? Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Sefer is Ksuvim. What is the pshat? So Zos explains Rav Shechter in this Maimar. Zos is from the Lashon of Zeh. Zeh always represents clarity, right? Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only have Ko, but he had Zeh. Zeh Hadavar, clarity, that's Torah. Zos is Torah. Zikaron, Zachar in the Torah always means Lahazkir. To mention, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshos, Lahazkir. Zachar is Yisrael Salah HaMalik Lahazkir, to say it. So that's Nevuah. Zikaron, that's about what you have to mention. And Basefer is obviously what's meant to be written. So that whole framework is against this Abarbanel. Because the Abarbanel here says that Nachum wrote it and then sent it. It was meant to be written first, unless you say that really it was meant to be expressed orally, but it just he wasn't going there. So he had to write it down in order to send it to somebody to say it then, so maybe he could still be in the category of Nevuah. Okay, either way, this is an important Tahara of the Abarbanel, that this is the only one that's called Sefer, and the Reb Chaim, who said the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that maybe there's a different difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Rambam says that maybe Nevuah is on a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh from Ksuvim. Reb Chaim did not agree with that Rambam. Okay, so we get back to getting. So Masa Ninvei Sefer Chazom Nachum Ha'el Koshi. The Chazon of Nachum. Kel Kano V'Nokei Hashem. Nokem Hashem Ubal Chema. Hashem is a jealous and revengeful God. What does that mean? It means don't think, Ashur, that you're just sitting here and relaxed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing for your deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna get there at some point when he sees fit. Nokem Hashem Litzarav. Hashem pays back those are his enemies. Venoterhu Lo'oivav. And no care also, similar to right the Nekima, to those that are against him. Right? The Barbanel again points out Nekama generally is a negative, right? We know there's an Issa Daraisa, Losikim Lasita when it comes to human beings. But Hashem is called Nekamos, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Ophia. The Gemara in Brachas, right? The shame is put between Nekama is between two Shemos, right? There is something positive about Nekama when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Nekama doesn't mean in the negative sense, but it just means Mida Keneged Mida. And that is what is meant here, that Hashem pays back his enemies. Right? Why are they paying back? Wasn't Asher supposed to exile the Jews? The Jews deserved it. So the Radak here alludes to what the Ramban talks about in Bereishis and what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Shuva, and that is, but they went, they did, they're still getting punished. Right? Even though Asher was the my rod, says Hashem, who hosif lahara Yosef and Aroi, he did a lot more. According to Pasuk in Zechariah, they went above and beyond, and therefore they're going to get punished, as we've mentioned often in the Nevi'im Achronim. And that's what the Rambam discusses in the end of Hilchos Shuvah. Different shot, but the Ravid is following the Ramban is following the sheet of the Ravid. The Rambam says, you know why they were punished? Because each one of them could have gotten out of it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's say by Mitzrayim or by Asher, that they would have to subjugate the Jews, but who says you have to do it? This is talking about those who would do Avodah Zarah in the future. And the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, and the Ramban also says, Amar Avram, Elahein Arichus Dvarim She'ena Mituvalim, V'chaye Roshi, Kimacha Ani Omer Lahem Divrei Narus. How can it be? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something's going to happen, so you should jump at it. V'yina Mitzriyim Eina She'ela Mishnei P'she'ela Shnei Panim. Ayachad, Kedavra Yadua She'ena Bori Nifra Me'adam Ra Ela Bera Mimenu. V'achar She'nifra Mizeh Yachshav Yifra Minara Mimenu. You have Bechir, this is related to you have Bechir Rechatshis, but you still did badly. You still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that you did it to Bnei Yisrael, but doesn't mean that you're not wrong. And that's why he quotes the same pasuk, Havish Ashur Shevet Api, same pasuk that the Radak just quoted. Bnei Rishatzcha v'golda lipcha v'hisparucha alai. V'amisriyim gam heim rishoyim. V'asheni ki abori amar v'avada v'inu osam. V'hem avdu behem b'farech. They misu mehem, v'tavu behem. Right? They did a lot more, and therefore they were mischayev. And that's what the Ramban says also. They're in Brescia. So therefore, they're going to still get punished for their deeds. So that's why, Kel, Kanov, and Okem Hashem, Nokem Hashem Baal Chema, Hashem takes care of his enemies. So Hashem, this next pasuk is, and therefore, Ashur, you have to remember, Hashem Erech Apayim, Ugdal Koach, Hashem is just patient. So don't think, because it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen. Vigadol Koach, he is great in strength, and Nakeh, Lo Yenakeh, he will not absolve those of sin. Hashem Besufa Ubisara Darko. Hashem will come in a wind and a fire and a storm. Rashi says, think of all the times in history, the Mitzriyim, by the Ruach Kadim Azah, by the wind, the Dor HaMavol, right? All the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of the Mitzriyim and all the other enemies with wind, Va'anan Avak Raglav, or with the Anan HaKavod, that protected us and punished the enemies. All the great Rishonim talk about here, when the Psukim describe Hashem's Midos, he's a Kano and a Nokem and a Balchema and Erech HaPayim Dol Koach, right? That's not meant exactly like we have. The Rambam and the Kuzari and the Sefer Ikarim, three of the big major players in the Rishonim's philosophical world, all slightly different, but they all say the same idea, that the Midos are just basically for us to understand it, and it's parallel what we would do. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Aleph Nun Dalin, he says, Shehu Balmidos, Ela Ose, Pu'ulos Hadomos. And the Eina Inyan Kanchu Balmidos. Doesn't mean he's a Balmidos. Ela Ose, Pu'ulos Hadomos lepulos hanasos al yadin kototzami midos. It's a parallel to what we do. Klomar mitchinos nafshios lo shehu yisal about chinos nafshios. Doesn't mean that there Hashem gets emotional and it comes out through these midos. Or the Sefer Kuzari also in Beis discussed this. He talks about there are three types of ways that we describe Hashem. Ta'arim, ta'arei ha-pu'ulos, ta'arei ha-yachas, ta'arei sholalim. He says, ta'arei ha-pu'ulos, that's where they're active. Morish, ma'ashir, Hashem makes somebody rich, makes somebody poor. Mashpil, meromim, chanun, rachum, kanun, okay. Most of these, we describe him as doing something, as reflecting something. Gibor, all of those are ta'arei ha-pu'ulos. That's what's described here. Then there are ta'arim yachsiyim. Yachsiyim, he says, that's how we describe him, not how he's connected to man. Baruch hu mevarach, mehulal, kadosh, ram, venisa, all of those, that just means he is praised. Heim, ein heim, mechayvim, ribui, be'aloka, ve'na pogmim, ba'chduso. And finally, term sholalim. Sholalim, that means, we don't really know what it is, but we just describe it, and it was what is not. Chai, echad, echad just means he's not. Not echad, rishon, achron. We don't really know what it means to be rishon and achron. Lo tar bohem haloka ki im laman yisholel mi menu hafcham. Lo kedei liachsam lo baharasam ashricha etzleinu. Ki anachno inenu roim chayim, ki im b'makom sheyesh lo tchusha utnua. We're all bound by time. V'eloka meroma mekolel, Hashem is above this. So therefore, says the Kuzari, whenever we have this, these are to'arim, the three types of to'arim that the Kuzari said. And the Sefer Yikarim also in Beis Yodalin also discusses this as well. But those are all the mitos that we have here. But we continue. Goer bayam bayam sheyu, Hashem uses nature as a tool to be able to punish. He dries out yams, the chalon aros hechriv, umlal, bashan, v'karmel. He will make mountains, umlal, and poor, uperach levanon, umlal. And the levanon, what's levanon? Chazal say levanon means the Beis HaMikdash. The sprouts, the blossoms of the levanon, umlal, will become poor. So what is this referring to? It's referring to when, not only when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Asher, but even when he destroyed, talking about the power, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Rashi quotes it on Daf Lamed Tes, that Shlomo HaMelech built an amazing golden kerem in the Beis HaMikdash. B'shasha bana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, nata bo kol mini megadim shel zav, v'yemotzi in peros bizmaneim. These to come, bring out golden fruit. V'kivan sha'aruach min ha'sheves bohen, how you know shos perosein. And when the wind would blow, the fruit would fall off. Shedemar yirash kalavon piryo. U'mehen ha'yisa parnasan l'kehuna. V'kivan sha'nichn, and the use to the karnim used to be supported by it. V'kivan sha'nichn was ovdik ha'chavim la'heichal, yavshu. Right, when the ovdik ha'chavim came into the heichal, they all dried up. Shedemar arpasik. Uferach levanon umlau. V'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir alanu, and Hashem's going to return it to us in the future, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, paroch tifrach v'togel. Right, it stopped going. Stop going. The Rishon Yitzchak suggests maybe it stopped going, because, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, uvavar prisim v'chilaluha, based on that Pasuk in Yechezkel, Rashi says there, Avodah Zarah, nun beiz mebeiz, v'kima chenichlu zov dekachavim lehechol, yatsu kelev lechulin, everything lost its kedusha. The kibun derekhan, and Rashi is explaining there how they were kona it, and how they, whether it was ne'asar, mishum avodah zarah. But it says, yatsu lechulin. So right, when this became chulin, it's not going to produce golden fruit anymore, and therefore, that's what happens here, that's the basis of this pasuk. Harim rashu mimenu v'agavos hismogagu, the mountains and the hills would melt away in front of Hashem. V'tisa ha'ares mipana v'teva v'kol yoshriva, and all of the land would smolder and get ruined. Lefnei zamo miyamod, umiyaku b'charon apo. Who can stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger? The Malbim points out there's three words for anger used here. Za'am, charon, af, and chema. Chamason nitcha ka'esh. So he, classically, the Malbim describes, all three of them are different. They're not all the same. They're not all kafa ha'inyi b'milim shonos. V'yishevdo ben af, uvein chema, uvein zam. Chema, that's inner kas. So akas ha'pnimi ha'atzer b'leiv. V'es is gale akas. When it comes out, it's called af. Shav yigzar o af. Sha'az yigzar onesh. Af means when the onesh comes. V'ha klava atzma, v'ha onesh nikra zam. And when it's fulfilled, it goes to zam. Chema ta'af to zam. That is what the Malbim says. And all of them are unfathomable when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov Pasuk Zayin, Tov Hashem L'ma'oz B'yom Tzara. Hashem is still strong on the day of Tzaras, Rashi says, at the same time that he is punishing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still be a Rachaman to those who are involved, who shouldn't be punished. But even Hashem is Ma'oz, a strength, B'yom Tzara, V'yodea Choseb, and he knows and he connects to those who take refuge in him. U'b'shetef over kala yaseh mekoma, and in a second, Asher, getting back to Asher, is going to be destroyed. There's going to be nothing left. Kala, destroyed. Just like the Oivi, you'll see what's it compared to, and we'll see you soon. V'oivav yiradev choshech, and they're going to be in darkness. Matachashvon el Hashem, kalu oseh, you think against God, you're going to be destroyed. Lo sakum pamayim sor, it's not going to happen twice. By Yonah, you were saved once, but it's not going to happen again. Ki ad sirim sebuchim, you're like thorns that are put together, but when thorns are burned, there's nothing left. Ukesavam sfuim, and when you're drinking, it's there, Hashem's going to punish you right then. It's going to come in a second. Uchlu kakash yavesh, like straw that's dry. Yavesh male, that is dry. Mimech yatsa choshev al shem ra. From you came the one that thought negative against Hashem. Rashi says, talking about Sancherev. Sancherev thought against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the blasphemies that is described by him and by Ravshika, his general, in Malachim Bey. Hashem says, you're going to pay for it. Komar Hashem, im shleimim v'gim rabim, v'avar v'inisech lo'anech od, right, I'm not going to, B'nai Yisrael, I'm not going to afflict you anymore with Asher. Asher is going to be taken care of. Eshbar moteo me'alayach, I'm going to break the stick from on you, umos rasayach anatech, and you will be freed. V'tziv alecha l'Hashem lo yizara mishimcha od, right, there won't be anyone that will bother you in this way anymore. Mi'beis alokecha, from your God's house. Sancherev, remember he was killed by his sons in his base avodah zarah after he left, after the soldiers were killed. Achres pesel masecha, in there I will cut down your idol. Asim kivrecha kikalosa, and this will be your kever also. Usually on a kever they say that here lies a great man. No, there'll be a bizayon instead of the kever, says the Abarbanel, because that will be the end of Sancherev and Asher. Okay, we will stop here.